Hey there, welcome back to another edition of God News You Can Use. It's your daily, well, actually weekly dose of good news. But I want to tell you something. All throughout the week, each and every day, I'm on the hunt for these amazing stories. And a lot of them just find their way to me. You know, when you kind of subvert the news, the headlines, and you go looking for the good stuff, they pop right out at you. Sometimes you even catch them on social media. I know, hard to believe. Hey, speaking of which, God News You Can Use is on Facebook. I'd love for your like, your follow, your share there, because everybody needs good news. So make sure you share that with some of your friends, especially somebody who may be in need of encouragement right now and somebody who's going through a lot. They need to know that God is ever present, ever near. He is never going to leave you. He is never going to forsake you, because that's the God we serve. The one true God is a faithful God indeed. And we need to get those stories of good news and signs, miracles, and wonders out to the world so that they too can be encouraged. So be encouraged as we get you into story number one. And this one is bittersweet. To me, it really tugged at my heartstrings, but I love it so much I want to share it with you. It happened in Michigan. Police pulling over a gentleman driving a little bit erratic down the road, pulled him over, just a regular routine stop, and they got talking with him. He was 79 years old. His name is David. And immediately, they could tell that he was under a little bit of duress. Now, the reason you may think was not necessarily because anybody was sick or he was having an episode or anything like that. He actually went to buy his wife a TV to cheer her up. And he could not figure out how to set up the TV. How many times has that happened to you? I have to call over my sons to my house and I'm like, please come help me. And my oldest son, Andrew, always does the roll eyes thing. And then he ends up helping me set up the TV. It's not quite that bad. I know how to plug it in and do a few other things. But in this particular case, David just could not figure it out. So he loaded the TV back into his car and he was driving from store to store to store to get some help. And he wasn't until the police officers caught up with him. And immediately it was just overwhelming and emotional. And he just broke into tears telling them what was going on.
I really try to drive right. And I bought a television today because I wanted to make my wife happy, you know.
And he begins to tell a story and how he's having a really rough day. Buying this TV and then not knowing how to hook it up, he was going around a couple different stores trying to get some, seeking help from somebody. It was coming up with no help, no results.
Ah, but there were results. You see, the police officers actually followed him home and they actually helped him set up the TV. Hooking it up to the cable, telling him which remote to use. Just a sweet story, and it really puts the spotlight, if you will, the shining light on law enforcement. And there have been times throughout the last year and a half where we hear a lot about law enforcement, and always not in the most positive light. But you hear more of these stories, and that's why I love sharing them with you. I think that was wonderful. Officer Coates, who you heard on the clip, he was actually commended not only for this, but recently he raised money to buy a bicycle for a teenager in need. Just an amazing story. So God's word, yes, let's get in. And 1 Corinthians 13:2 says it here, though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I have not charity, I am nothing. That's beautiful. And speaking of beautiful, the very beautiful 110-year-old, yes, I said 110-year-old, Viola Brown. I have to tell you, for 110 years since she took her first breath, she has been giving God all the glory indeed. This comes out of Virginia, and you're not only going to hear Viola on the clip here talking about her life and how she feels, but her 79-year-old daughter. Listen to this.
I said the Lord is my strength, you know, and he takes care of me.
She's very religious. She'll tell you, God has his arms wrapped around her. Love everyone, you know, don't start any arguments or anything, and be kind and good. And if they need something, if you have it, you help them.
I feel good.
Did you hear that at the beginning? She said, the Lord is my strength and he's always taking care of me. Viola, you at 110 years old have summed it up for those of us who would only be so fortunate to get to that point. And the joy of the Lord is in her heart. And I know a lot of people say, well, you know, you get to that point in life and you can't move and you can't see and maybe not even be able to hear very good. Well, here's the thing. You serve an eternal God and we're being renewed inwardly daily because of our Savior Jesus Christ. When we accept Him, confessing with our mouth and believing in our heart as our Savior, we become born again and life starts anew. And every day, though the feet may not work as they used to, or you can't see as well as you used to, every day we're being renewed inside because of the Holy Spirit that God gave us, that helper, until we see our Lord again. What a beautiful verse too to go with this. Ephesians 4:23, you are being renewed in the spirit of your minds. And what came out of the mind and the mouth of Viola at 110 years old? She says, the Lord is my strength and He's always been there for me. I love that wisdom. She's so sweet. Keep on going, girl. I want to see her make it much further, especially with that amazing attitude. By the way, when I was searching out this story, I actually came across pictures of her sitting in church, and it's just so sweet. I love her faith. It is contagious. Let's get into story number three. I think I was kind of saving this one for last because to me, it actually hits home. I'm a former Marine Corps wife, and I did that for 14 years, lived that life and, you know, raised my kids up in that life and, you know, moving all over, you know, the country and sometimes the world, spending 3 years in Japan, going back and forth between coasts. And it really was just a life that I never expected because I didn't grow up in a military family, but one that I really embraced and I loved it. And in retrospect, looking back at it, I don't think I valued it enough, but I'll tell you what I have valued, and that is the service and dedication of our armed forces, no matter the branch. In particular, I got to see how the Marines worked, how they operated, how much they were dedicated to the task, and it was really something to behold. And on this particular day, there was a terrible rainstorm. In fact, it was so bad that people were attempting, as it happens, to drive through the floodwaters thinking they can make it to the other side, and most of the cars were making it, except for one woman who got stuck. Now, here's the thing. Passing her along the road, she saw it. There was a large van. It had Marine Corps signage on it. And out of that van, parked ahead just where she was stranded, she saw those Marines come out of that vehicle. Now, they weren't wearing their camouflage. They were in their dress blues. Those are the really nice uniforms you see on the recruiting posters. And they walked through that floodwater to save her, to rescue her, to get her out of that car. One of the Marines right here, we don't have any names. I don't know their names, but we should know them because he said this.
If there's anybody who's going to be able to help these people, it's going to be us. We were the right ones for the job, and we hopped out without hesitation.
We're all a pretty like-minded group of individuals, not just as bodyguards, just as Marines and service members. More or less, we just wanted to lend a helping hand and just be good to one another.
We pushed them out of that deep part. It was about knee height where the vehicle actually was, but we just pushed them out past our bus and parked them underneath the overpass so that way they could actually get out of the vehicle, and at that time the police were actually rolling up to the scene, so at that point they took over.
Definitely didn't do it for attention or views or anything like that. Just trying to do the right thing when no one's watching. In this case, somebody was recording, but it was definitely cool to see the positivity that sparked from it.
This is the most American
I feel like the positivity that has come from this overwhelmingly kind of underscores a wider issue, and that's that people feel starved for some just wholesome positivity. We could all do well to really put forth more of that and, you know, help each other out.
Amen, brother. So much good stuff in that clip right there. Just amazing. It was a little hard to hear the woman speaking, but she was just expressing her gratefulness there. And I am truly grateful too. I know we all are for their dedication, their service, and the fact that they'll take those expensive dress blues and they'll walk through that water. That must have been a dry cleaning bill and then some to rescue those in need. That's what they do every day, Semper Fi. So our verse today comes from Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. I don't think it was this woman's plan to get stuck in the water. And I don't think it was the Marine's plan to step into that water in their dress blues. But it all came together because they were dedicated and they were at the right place at the right time. And not only that, they actually help somebody who is very grateful, and we all are, for good news. God News You Can Use. That's your three stories for this week. And of course, every Friday, a brand new podcast. It's all good news. And the best kind of good news? Yeah, you know it. God News You Can Use. I hope you could not only use it, but you enjoyed it today. Share, like, follow God News You Can Use on Facebook or GodNewsYouCanUse.com. You can hear the podcast on Anchor, Spotify. You can hear it on Google Podcasts, even iTunes. Just look for it and share it with your friends. Sure would appreciate that. And thanks so much. And don't forget to leave a comment on the Facebook page. I always love hearing from you, or send a message. God News You Can Use. And I'll see you next Friday. God bless.